Welcome, health seekers. My name is Sherry Soria, and I am here at Living Light Culinary Arts Institute, and I would like to welcome you to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
As an author, chef, and founder-director of the renowned Living Light Culinary Arts Institute, Sherry Soria is often regarded as the mother of raw food gourmet cuisine. She has helped instruct and certify hundreds of raw food chefs through Living Light, including world-famous Chef Roxanne Klein, Chef Chad Sarno, and Chef Elena Love. A vegetarian for over four decades and well-accomplished with numerous awards, Ms. Sherry Soria shares in an interview what she finds most gratifying. My devotion to teaching vegetarian foods for 35 years has saved the lives of countless innocent animals, and that dwarfs any of my other accomplishments.
We picked some of these beautiful vegetables at the Noyo Food Forest Learning Garden, and one of them was kale. So we're going to be using kale as well as some other vegetables that we picked today, including cabbage. I'm going to be starting by just putting together some ingredients for our dressing. So there are five flavors, and one of the flavors, a very important flavor, is sour or tart. And this is lemon juice, and that's the tart flavoring that we're going to be using in our dressing today. And most dressings do contain something on the sour side. The reason for that is that it livens the flavor. It adds drama and liveliness. It also helps to balance out bitter flavors, just as sweet, a second flavor, also does. And here I'm going to be adding another ingredient that has two elements to it. One is sour, and the other is sweet, and that is orange juice. I'm going to also be adding a little bit more sweetener, and in this case, we're adding agave nectar. But whatever your favorite sweetener is would be just fine. So this is light miso paste, and miso has both sweet and salty characteristics. So now we have introduced a third flavor. So I'm going to just whisk that together a little bit. It's a little bit easier to whisk something that's thick like miso into an acid or something like lemon juice first before you add anything else. And I'm going to add yet another flavoring element, and this is onion powder. And onion powder falls into a dramatic character that is known as a pungent flavoring. Another one would be garlic, and everybody seems to love garlic. And if you don't, that's no problem. Just leave it out. I'm using a microplaner, which is a tool that helps me to puree the garlic so that it isn't too strong. I'm also going to be adding a touch of mustard powder. A mustard powder is another pungent. I'm going to be adding some flax oil. Now, if you are on an oil-free regime, you can leave the oil out. Flax oil contains omega-3 fatty acids, and we never seem to get enough omega-3 fatty acids in our diet. I'm going to be adding another thickener, which is flax meal. This is flax meal that has already been ground. Put your flax seeds in the spice grinder and turn it on, and it just, in an instant, becomes flax meal. And I really prefer that you grind your own flax meal, because the oils in the flax become rancid very easily. Okay, so now I'm adding my flax meal, and again, that's going to add even more omega-3 fatty acids, and it's going to create a nice thick paste. What I'm going to be doing is marinating my kale, and the kale is very juicy once it's marinated, so the juices from the kale are going to thin the dressing, and that's what I want. Now I'm going to show you how to cut up the kale. And this is a really fun thing. This is called a chiffonade. I'm just going to use the dino kale for this. And I'd like you to see that this kale has this spine down the middle. And to take that out, all I have to do is make a little cut on both sides and go like that. And then I have the tough spine taken off. Now, you don't have to take it off. If you want to leave it on, that's perfectly fine. Don't throw this part away. There's nothing wrong with it, really. You can put it in your juice, and it's wonderful juice. No problem there at all. I've stacked them on top of each other. I'm going to start rolling it nice and tight, and I'm going to begin to shred it with my knife. This is called chiffonade. So nice thin strips, just like so. And notice how when I'm using my knife, I'm very, very conscientious about where my fingers are. One of the things that we really teach our students at Living Light Culinary Arts Institute is the importance of being present with the food. You're able to add more love and more care and more presence of being in the food if you are if you're really there with it and feeling a sense of gratitude with the food. It's just really important. So we'll cut up a little more. So 2 cups. It looks like a lot, but it's really going to shrink up quite a bit. You'll see once I start to massage it how much it reduces in size. As I'm working with this, I'm really putting love into it. Love is the most important ingredient of all. You don't want to miss out on that. Okay, so there we have our 2 cups now, and we'll go ahead and add that to our dressing. So now I'm going to just soak up all that wonderful dressing, and I'm going to start to massage the kale. And you'll see that it will reduce in quantity and become very soft. Really will change the texture of it so much that it will start to take on the appearance and the texture of cooked kale. At Living Light, we really impress that upon our students. Whenever somebody is translating a cooked recipe into a raw recipe, we always take a look at how should it taste, what should it look like, and how should it feel when it hits your mouth and while you chew it, and even the finish at the end. So it's really important. So you know, I've only done this for a couple of minutes, and look already. Doesn't that look like it's cooked? And it has a really nice mouthfeel as well. Now we can add our other ingredients. So first I'm going to show you how to cut into this onion. I want this onion to be really thin. So I'm going to start by removing the outer shoot. The shoot end is this little nub right here. And then I'm going to cut it in half, and I'll put half aside, and then I'll remove this paper on the outside. Once I've cut it in half, the paper comes off pretty easily. Rather than using my knife, I'm going to use this handy little gadget. This is called a mandolin, and this is a ceramic blade, so it's extremely sharp. Please be very careful whenever you're using a mandolin. But the nice thing about it is that it's going to leave my onions extremely thin. You see that? Isn't that perfect? Even though I'm a professional chef, I could not cut that thin, that perfectly with my knife. I think that's going to be plenty. We will add this. Okay, now I'm going to show you how to cut into this tomato. I'm just going to cut around like this. So I'm cutting around the seed bed, and then I can save the seeds and put them in my juice, or I can put them in a salad dressing or use them in some other way. Okay, so there's that beautiful seed bed. Nothing wrong with it at all, but it would add more juice than I really want in this particular recipe. So now I'm going to dice my tomatoes. I'd like to have them on the fairly small diced side. And if you have yellow heirloom tomatoes, that's really a lovely color combination. So when we talk about flavor, texture, and appearance, you want to think about contrasting flavors, contrasting textures, and contrasting colors. And that really makes true culinary art when you're able to have all of those elements in one place. Okay, so I'm going to add the tomatoes now. So here we have the beautiful head of cabbage that one of the children had planted in the garden. And I'm just going to cut off a piece of that right now. I only need about 1 1/4 cups for this recipe. And I want it to be shredded, so I'm just going to cut it lengthwise like so. That does look like it's about the right amount, so I'm happy with that. Okay, now I'm going to add a little bit of chili, and if you want to leave this out, you can. I can tell by smelling that it's not extremely hot. I'm going to flatten my hands and just slice it in half lengthwise. I'm going to remove the seed bed as well as the membrane. It holds a lot of heat in the membrane as well, so I'm getting rid of that membrane at the same time. And a good idea is to either oil your fingers or use gloves when you're handling chilies. I'm going to just slice these up very thinly, being completely present to where my fingertips are all the time. I don't know who my guests are going to be today, so I want to be very, very careful that I not add too much of this chili. Okay, I'm going to go back over them again in a mincing fashion. So, holding my knife tip down, I'm just fanning motion all the way around, back and forth, so I get them nice and fine. Fine enough that any one bite of that will have one piece of chili in it. That's what I'm looking for. And that was about 2 teaspoons of chili is all that was. So now I'm going to toss it all up, and after this sits for a few minutes, you're going to see that the cabbage will also begin to soften up on its own. This is really smelling good, too. You could put bell peppers in it if you wanted to. You could add seasonings from Mexico, or you could add curry flavorings. There's a lot of different things that you can do. And this would last in your refrigerator for several days, as long as you put it in a sealed container. Make sure that you keep it nice and chilled, though, because fresh raw foods, of course, have to be kept cold. So our final additive now are going to be those wonderful huckleberries. So of course you can add currants or raisins or anything like that, but this is just a really nice treat to put in your salad. And you're going to have a little pop of sweetness in your mouth from this, and it adds another depth of flavor and color. Look at how beautiful that is now. So nice. This recipe, by the way, is in my book, The Raw Food Revolution Diet. And in that book, you'll find a couple hundred wonderful recipes that are all raw, all vegan, and all health-promoting. Oh, this really smells yummy. Now, I didn't add any salt to this because miso already has salty flavoring. But if you want more salt, of course, you can salt it. You can put pepper on it if you want. And there you have it, beautiful kale coleslaw. So I hope you enjoyed my kale coleslaw and that you'll make it at home sometime. Again, my name is Sherry Soria. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you'd like to get more recipes or see my website and learn about my school, you can go to www.rawfoodchef.com. Thank you very much for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noel Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Masters and Disciples.
Visit rawfoodchef.com to learn more about Sherry Soria and the Living Light Culinary Arts Institute. For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.